I've got two special guests here to close out the show. Fourth year doing this, and fourth year John Vincent has joined me at the end of the show to help sing us into the holidays, and he brought a guest with him, the beautiful and talented Kira Novak, owns a company called Cooking by Design. You're on season 5 of MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Well, thank you very much.
And you brought your trusted assistant, Pierce.
Yes.
Your guard dog.
He's my guard dog. It's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
This week, so he's 5. French bulldog, beautiful.
French bulldog. I've never seen a 150-pound French bulldog before, so that's outstanding. He's a beautiful dog, and welcome to the show. John Vincent, you're a beautiful human being as well, the world-renowned singer John Vincent. Something happened to you during the World Series, John. You just happened to be in Toronto and got a call to sing the national anthem and to one of the most popular baseball games ever played on the planet. You want to talk about that? How the heck did that happen? That's awesome.
Yeah, I got a call about a week before, and I thought it was a joke. I really did. I thought it was a joke. And the only thing that I thought, okay, maybe this is real, is because my my good buddy Jimmy Obojkowicz, who is in charge of all the on-field and player things with the Cubs, said, you know, the MLB reached out to us.
Cause I had, Major League Baseball?
Yeah. I had somebody reach out through my website and then also through, you know, the Cubs. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's real. And then I talked to them, and they're like, we want you to sing Game 6. And it was a surreal experience. It was crazy. It was really something. And, yeah, it was probably one of the most – it was definitely one of the most exciting World Series.
Yeah. Well, Game 7 was off the chart. Crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Game 6 was
equally
the energy.
Off the chart.
Yeah, great. Walking into that dome is something else. It's really impressive.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
First time I saw you sing the national anthem was at the Chicago Stadium. And I'm listening, and I didn't know John, you know, Vincent from The Man on the Moon. And I hear this voice, and it sounded, I was looking down, and it's Frank Sinatra. Oh, because when you sang it in Frank, and you just killed it. And I'm just like, who the heck is this guy? And then I met you at a charity event on a boat, and then we just became friends. And here you are for the fourth year sitting.
I met
studio.
You on a boat.
You met me on a boat. So let's talk about you twos together here, right? You twos, guys and gals.
Hey,
you've
you
got
doing?
Something going here that I had no idea. We got the chef and the singer. And you guys have got a little collaboration. Share it with our listeners.
Yeah. So I'm obviously the chef of the group. But we're doing more and more of these concept dinner parties where obviously I cook a whole meal, pour stout, and then John entertains us with his beautiful voice. Absolutely fantastic.
So how do our listeners find out more about this?
Well, you go to Cooking by what? Cooking by Design.
Well, my company is Cooking by Design, but I was on season 5 of MasterChef, so we have a following there, but also John's, you know, following as well. But you can hit us up on what, Instagram or?
Well, John Vincent Live website. Cooking by Design. What is it? Cooking by Design.
At Cooking by Design or at Kira Novak.
Or at Kira Novak.
Yeah.
KIRANOVAK.
Yes, that's it.
We did this one, which was really cool. It was right next to the original Pancake House.
Sure.
Right?
Downtown.
On Bellevue? Is that the street?
Yeah.
And they Airbnb'd this, like, mansion.
No way.
It's absolutely
family,
beautiful. It's
this
like family, five
was
levels.
So cute. And they all, there was like 15 of them. And they had, like, dinner. They had the rooftop. And then they all had dinner downstairs. And she makes this by hand, butternut squash ravioli.
Oh, my God.
Lollipop lamb chops.
Stop.
Would you have also on there?
What else do you have?
Hold on. Now I'm blanking because I'm listening to you.
You're like, that sounds great.
She throws all this. She has another woman with her who was on MasterChef.
Yeah, Kate.
So you have two MasterChefs cooking in the kitchen with her. In the kitchen, her and this other woman, Kate, and the setup, the everything was beautiful. 15 people. It's this family. They're celebrating the 80th birthday of their mom and grandmother, and it was just a great idea Kara came up with, and it was beautiful. It was really cool. So I just go into about half an hour worth of songs. You get me for half an hour, 2 hours, whatever you want. Nobody wants to hear me sing for 2 hours. But I go in about a half an hour of songs, and, you know, especially now, you got the holidays. You can throw those in. But we start it really slow. You get in some really some, you know, get some dinner music going, some drinks. Everybody's kind of sitting around the fireplace. Then you move into this dining room table and you just kind of serenade them. And it was a beautiful night. And we're like, hey, this might work. And
Well, we set the tone, the vibes, you know, John sets it and then I finish it. So, but we can also do, like, we've done corporate events as well. We met on a corporate event. So,
yeah.
So you guys will scale it from 15 up to 500.
Yeah.
If I had, if you came to my house, because my favorite song is this.
Hallelujah! It's raining, man.
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Right, it's raining, man.
Don't stop me, David. Don't stop me.
I think we could do it.
Jesus.
I think we could do it. Don't worry.
I didn't want to. Okay, now you're on the list.
Rising.
I took you off. There you go. Okay, okay. Stop. We're getting excited.
No. See, I know this song. I love that song. You don't know it. You don't know that I love this song. I know the video of that song. Do you remember the video?
Yes. Yeah, with the men falling out of the sky.
The trench coats and everything, all that. Now here we go. Let's go, David.
That's my walk-up song.
David, let's go.
I'm ready.
Come
That's
on.
My walk-up song when I'm on.
Put your shirt back on.
I don't know this, but I should watch the video. It's so
1980s. It's unbelievable.
I love that.
You're going to take us out with the song into the break. What are you going to take us out with? Then we're going to come back, talk more about what you guys are doing together, your shows. And then you're going to end the show with another song. So what are you going to take us?
We're having technical difficulties, right? So I'm just going to do a cappella.
A cappella, baby. You
so
fire
let's
away.
Let's just start messing up.
John.
Let's start having some fun with some stuff. How about this one? We'll do 855-562-2843 or visit 56david.com for you and me.
Okay, so I just want to let everybody know I got roasted this year because I did 56david.com. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm bringing in the guns. John's coming out. My buddy John will be in studio.
855-562-2843 or visit 56david.com and you'll see.
You see? Okay, that's going to be the ending of all of my commercials from now on. We're going to record it. If we can't cut that, we're going to record it.
It's 855-562-2843 or visit 56david.com. Oh, yeah, you know that's what you do.
We got to break. We're going to get a call.
Everything's rising. Starting it to go. Calling on all forces.
We're going and ready to show.
Now, what's it?
Because it's 9:45, time for the weather. Can we get it all together? Because it's 855-562-2843.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to throw it to Swanee. That kind of went off the rails. We're going to throw it to Swanee for the weather. Welcome back to the show. For our texter out there who thought I was singing, that wasn't me. That was John Vincent. You do not want to hear me singing at all. You know, and my go-to karaoke song is Like a Virgin by Madonna. I crush that. All right, 312-981-7. What are you looking at?
That's mine, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure you sound a lot.
I have a dance, though, with mine.
I don't. So do I, and they don't call it a dance. They call it Fat Men Moving. All right, so let's talk about what's going on with you, Mr.
You look fantastic.
I feel
Stop
fantastic.
It. Thank you. You look great.
So do you. We've both lost the same amount of weight, and you look great. Fantastic. So let's go into this. What do you got? You got Rizzo's coming up.
Rizzo's December 21st, the Stadium Club in, what is that, in Hodgkins on December 18th. New Year's Eve at the Catlow East in Barrington. It's a theater they're refurbishing and bringing back, so they're doing like this big benefit. You could see me that night. They have tickets available at catlaweast.com. Rizzo's is RBI's Chicago. They have an Eventbrite site. Stadium Club also on social media. And then I'll be out of town for a few shows. So
okay.
Yeah.
So, but if our listeners want to book you guys personally, privately, to do Cooking with Kara and have you sing in the collaboration.
JohnVincentLive.com. The best way to get me is on my Instagram. I'm like lazy, so I go right to Instagram and DM boom, get me right there. That's great. Or Kara, you could go with
you can go to my website. I have a
cookingbydesign.com.
No, it's cookingbydesignchicago.com.
Cookingbydesignchicago.com. Yeah. And you're Italian.
I'm Italian.
And Czech, you said.
Sicilian.
Oh, there's a difference. I'm fiery.
I didn't mean to insult you. So let's talk about your specialty dishes. Top three, like if you had to, three last meals, what would they be? If somebody was going to go out in 3 days and you had to cook them three of your best meals.
Fresh pasta, any type, honestly. But I like a short rib ragu with the pappardelle. It's very good.
So good.
Honestly, though, the raviolis I made for that party, I'm really holiday vibing with those. But I could cook a good piece of meat, so steak.
Steak, pork. Yeah. Are you a ham gal or no? Or just
everyone's a ham gal. Everyone's
two turkeys.
I did three this week.
Brined for 30 hours in what? Really quick, give them the whole.
Oranges, apples, pears, cranberries, shallots, garlic, lemon.
So you come in. How much time do you need prior to? Let's say dinner's at 7. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
When do you show up at the home? At 5, 4:30?
No. It's more than just a dinner because I do the whole concept. So your tablescape, your whole vibe. Like I talk with you and who's going to be there, so we know the personality of the guests and kind of seeing what songs they want to hear or sing. So it's a whole process. It's a whole.
You bring
event.
All the food. The
bring
host.
Bring all the food. I bring plates. I bring all the table stuff. So, but. For that, I'd show up at 3, honestly.
All right. Show up at 3. Then, Johnny, you roll in at about 6:45, 7 o'clock, do meet and greet. You just show up.
I just show up.
You just show up, start belting it out.
Yep. Just kind of just waltz in and see if it works out.
Yeah, he's got the better end of the deal. I'm at 3, and he's sitting there at 6 something.
I'm getting old.
He's
it's over. I tried chasing my dreams. It's over now. I'm old. Now it's just like I got
to
make a living.
I'm there for like 3
younger,
to
like,
midnight.
I'm going to do this and that, become famous. Now it's like, can I just get paid? I take no money. I got nothing.
And if anybody wants you to sing the Star Spangled Banner or any type of anthem, what's the same way, John?
Same way. Yeah.
John Vincent Live?
JohnVincentLive.com or, again, Instagram.
All right, you're gonna take us out. We can't lock up. Something happened with the music, so you're gonna take us out a cappella. Thank you for listening, everybody. Hope you have a happy holiday season. Be careful out there. This is the great John Vincent with a little song taking us out of the show. Go ahead, Johnny.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.